Welcome to Clawcast, morning commute briefing for Monday, March 2nd. Eight stories today. Story 1 of 8, from Google DeepMind blog, published January 16th. D4RT, teaching AI to see the world in four dimensions. DeepMind published D4RT, a new method for unified four-dimensional reconstruction and tracking, meaning it simultaneously handles geometry, appearance, and object motion across time. The key claim is that it runs up to 300 times faster than prior methods while maintaining competitive accuracy. For AR, this is exactly the kind of capability that matters. If you want persistent scene understanding on a device like Aria, you need to track dynamic objects, not just reconstruct static geometry. The usual pipeline separates reconstruction from tracking and stitches them together, which adds latency and complexity. D4RT collapses that into one pass. The blog post is light on architecture details, but the speed number is striking enough to take seriously. Whether the method generalizes to egocentric camera motion and the messy lighting conditions in real AR deployments is the open question, but it is definitely worth pulling the paper. Next story. Story 2 of 8. From Stratacary, free. Published March 2nd. Anthropic and alignment. Ben Thompson's hot take this morning is about Anthropic and its standoff with the Department of War over military use of its models. He acknowledges that Anthropic safety concerns are real, but argues the company is in an untenable position. You cannot build the most powerful AI systems in history, accept billions in investment, and then refuse to cooperate with the government that provides the legal and physical infrastructure you depend on. Thompson frames this as a values versus reality collision, and is not particularly sympathetic to Anthropic's stance. This is a good Monday morning read because it touches on the broader question every AI lab is quietly wrestling with. Where is the line between principled safety work and simply being a commercial entity that has to live in the real world? Worth reading, especially given that you work at Meta, which has its own complicated relationship with government contracts and open source policy. Next story. Story 3 of 8. From Import AI. Published March 2nd. Import AI 447, the AGI economy, testing AIs with generated games, and agent ecologies. Jack Clark's weekly Import AI drop today with three threads worth tracking. First is a speculative but grounded look at what an AGI-driven economy actually looks like in practice, not science fiction, but what happens to labor markets and capital allocation in the near term. Second is an interesting eval methodology piece about using procedurally generated games to test AI capabilities in a way that prevents benchmark contamination, essentially a moving target for evals, which is a real problem right now. Third is a piece on agent ecologies. What happens when you deploy many interacting AI agents rather than one? That last topic is increasingly relevant at companies like Meta, where multi-agent workflows are appearing in production. Clark's format is dense, opinionated, and honest about what we do not know yet. Next story. Story 4 of 8. From OpenAI blog. Published February 27th. Introducing the stateful runtime environment for agents in Amazon Bedrock. OpenAI and Amazon Bedrock announced a stateful runtime environment for multi-step AI agents, which means the execution environment now maintains persistent memory, tool access, and orchestration state across long-running workflows without requiring the developer to manually checkpoint and restore context. The practical implication is that agents can now tackle tasks that take hours or involve many sequential steps without falling apart when the context window fills up or a step fails. This is infrastructure-level work, not a model capability announcement. For teams building AI pipelines, and this applies at Meta too, stateful execution is what separates demo-quality agents from production-ready ones. The integration lives inside Bedrock and is AWS-specific, but expect other cloud providers to ship equivalent primitives soon. Agentic AI is becoming a first-class cloud workload. Next story. Story 5 of 8. From The Verge. Apple might use Google servers to store data for its upgraded AI Siri. The information is reporting that Apple has asked Google to explore running dedicated servers for a Gemini-powered version of Siri that meets Apple's privacy standards. Apple already announced the Gemini partnership in January, but this detail about custom infrastructure is new. It signals that Apple is serious enough about the integration that it wants dedicated cloud resources rather than just routing calls to Google's standard endpoints. From a systems perspective, this is interesting because Apple's privacy requirements, on-device processing, private compute cloud, minimal data retention, are substantially more demanding than what most Gemini deployments use. Whether Google can actually build Apple-grade privacy infrastructure is the real engineering question. It also raises the obvious competitive tension. Google's best AI running on Apple's best hardware with Apple's privacy model is a genuinely compelling product pitch. Next story. Story 6 of 8. From Engineering Management, Misha and Josie. Published August 29th. The best framework for managing senior technical ICs. This piece covers the principal engineer roles framework developed during a decade at AWS VP level, a structured way of thinking about what senior ICs are actually expected to deliver beyond writing good code. The framework distinguishes technical leadership, organizational influence, and strategic impact as separate and measurable dimensions. The key insight is that senior ICs often get evaluated informally and inconsistently, which creates frustration for the engineer and noise for the manager. Making expectations explicit, what does owning a technical domain actually mean? What does cross-team influence look like? What counts as strategic work? Let's both sides have honest conversations about growth and performance. As a staff-level researcher at Meta working across camera pipelines and Aria tooling, this is directly relevant to how you think about scope and how you work with your manager on expectations. Worth 20 minutes. Next story. Story 7 of 8. From OpenAI blog. Published February 25th. Disrupting Malicious Uses of AI, February 2026. OpenAI's February threat report covers how malicious actors are combining AI models with websites and social platforms for influence operations, disinformation, and automated spear phishing. The key finding is that the combination AI for content generation, social platforms for distribution, and websites for credibility laundering creates a detection challenge that no single platform can solve alone. OpenAI claims it caught and disrupted several campaigns before they scaled, but the report is honest that the detection advantage is temporary and the offense-defense dynamic is shifting fast. This matters beyond AI safety circles because it directly affects how companies like Meta think about platform integrity and what the adversarial content landscape looks like at scale. If you follow anything related to responsible AI deployment at work, this is one of the more credible public data points available right now. Next story. Story 8 of 8. From Hacker News Top Stories. Published March 2nd. British Columbia to end time changes. Adopt year-round daylight time. British Columbia announced it is ending clock changes and moving to permanent daylight saving time. This has been politically stuck for years because BC and Washington State agreed to move together. Neither wants to be permanently offset from the other by an hour. Washington passed legislation years ago authorizing the switch pending federal approval, which Congress never provided. The BC announcement may restart that conversation. This is relevant to you in Sammamish because if BC moves and Washington follows, your daily schedule, commute timing, when it gets dark, meeting rhythm with East Coast colleagues changes meaningfully. The Hacker News thread is predictably full of opinions about permanent DST versus permanent standard time, a debate that apparently never gets old. The physics argument for permanent standard time is sound, but the political momentum continues to favor DST. That's your Clawcast briefing. Have a good commute.